Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch.
Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
All right, draft's over. 700,000+ people in Detroit over the weekend for that 2024 extravaganza. Let's break it down. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, joining us on the Maryland Sports Commission Fan Hotline, friend of the show, with SportsKita.com, Tony Pauline. Tony, good afternoon. What's happening?
Well, a little bit warm. Draft is over, and now it's on to 2025.
No doubt about that. But let's talk about Nate Wiggins. How surprised were you, Tony, that he was sitting there at 30 for the Ravens?
No, I wasn't that surprised. I mean, there was some talk that he could be falling. I mean, he's a big, slimmer cornerback. Everybody focuses on that 4.28 he ran at the combine. But he's got some things in his game that I feel he really has to polish. Doesn't really make a lot of plays with his back to the ball. I was more surprised that the Ravens took him, since they like the bigger-bodied cornerbacks, and he definitely is not that type of player.
Now, outside of Michael Penix Jr., which is the one that floored everybody, it seemed, Tony, what was the most surprising first-round pick to you?
Yeah, I think probably the Carolina Panthers moving back into the last pick of round one to get Xavier Leggett, which I thought was completely unnecessary. I did not have Leggett graded as a first-round pick. There were many better receivers before him, or I had graded higher than him, and I didn't think that they had to make that move. I mean, they're a team that needs a lot of players, and they're giving away picks to get one specific player.
Hey, Tony, the Ravens' pick of Adisa Isaac, how do you compare him with Chop Robinson? Because Chop has all the athletic ability and stuff, you know, and the crazy numbers, but Isaac has a lot better stats.
And I think that's in large part because teams were double-teaming Chop Robinson and freeing up Adisa Isaac, who I really like. I thought that was a sensational pick by the Ravens. He's a motivated player. You know, he ran a 4.75, but he plays athletic. And, I mean, if you were at the Senior Bowl, he was dominating guys like, oh, by the way, Roger Rosengarten and Talese Fuega at the Senior Bowl on an every-down basis. So he's a really good player. You can come out of a three-point stance, stand-over tackle, and shows the ability to play in space if you need him to.
Now, speaking of Rosengarten, who the Ravens took in a second, I mean, the Michigan game, he probably wanted to burn that tape.
He, as well as Fatano as well. But that's, you know, that's just a one-off game for Rosengarten. I liked his play throughout the season. He's a big, strong right tackle prospect with above-average mobility. He can play guard. He can play tackle. I thought it was a terrific pick. I thought it was good value because I had him more as a mid-second-round choice. And I think what that does is it adds somebody in the mix for either right tackle or guard for the Ravens. Good selection.
Hey, Tony, you know which one that I was impressed with? Devontae Walker, because yeah. Mac Brown told me, I don't know, probably a month ago now when I was talking to him about Drake May, he said that he tried to get Walker to stay because he said, I told him, if you stay, you'll be a first-round pick next year.
He's big, he's fast, he's explosive. No one was able to cover him at the Senior Bowl, but what happened at the Senior Bowl was he dropped too many throws. I think the problem or what scared teams away was the fact that, you know, you watch sort of the movement in his college career. He had to be closer to home. That's why he went to North Carolina. I think it fits the need for receiver with the Ravens. I also think he's close enough to home that they don't have to worry about it.
Now, what did you think of the Michael Penix pick?
I thought it was absolutely bizarre. It was absolutely bizarre. I reported on it on Friday. Almost immediately, teams told me, from the get-go that it was what the owner wanted or the owner was pushing for the pick. I mean, you know better than anybody. The object of the draft is to come out of the draft as a better team than before the whole process started. And you can't sit there and tell me that after the first round was over, the Atlanta Falcons were a better team than before the first round began. Not true at all. It was absolutely bizarre.
Now, what kind? Were you surprised that J.J. McCarthy got down to 10?
I think I was because of all the hype. When you look at my board, I mean, he was like the 28th rated player, so I shouldn't have been surprised. But the fact that there was all this hype around him, there was all the, you know, all this talk about how he was going to go top five. I think what happened when Arizona made that pick at five, and especially when the Tennessee Titans, made the pick at four, and when the Titans went with J.C. Latham, that's why J.J. McCarthy slid a little bit further than most people thought.
Now, how surprised were you, Tony, that, what, the first corner didn't go to 22?
Yeah, and Quinnen Mitchell, especially since there was a lot of talk that the teams were going to trade up with Denver to get that first corner. I was surprised that teams like the Pittsburgh Steelers, like the Jacksonville Jaguars, passed on Quinnen Mitchell, and he fell right into the laps of Howard Roseman of the Philadelphia Eagles, who needed a cornerback. So it was very surprising. I think what happened was after Penix went off the board earlier than people thought, Denver was there. They would have liked to have traded back and taken Bo Nix, but I'm sure they were concerned with the Raiders sitting behind them that the Raiders may have taken Bo Nix. I don't agree with that because I don't think Bo Nix is a Raiders type of quarterback, but I'm sure there was a bit of panic in the Denver war room that if we don't take Bo Nix at 12 and we trade back, he may not be there when we trade back, which precipitated the slide of those cornerbacks.
Tony Pauline joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, SportsKita.com, talking about the draft that was 2024. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. Of those three, since they're the first three, Tony, off the board, obviously, who will have the biggest impact immediately?
I think early on it's going to be Jaden Daniels. I think he's the most NFL-ready. Granted, they got to get some offensive linemen. Caleb Williams is going to start right away, but I think Jaden Daniels is really built for immediate success. Just a matter of he's got to learn to lead that team. I think Drake May, you're going to have to sit him for a year. I think if the New England Patriots expect Drake May to be their week one starter, they could ruin him.
Hey, Tony, a team that impressed me with their draft was Pittsburgh. I liked their draft.
Yeah, it was interesting that they passed on the cornerbacks, as I talked about before. Mm-hmm. But then they come back and they get Zach Frazier in the second round. I don't think they expected Zach Frazier to be there. They take Roman Wilson in the third round, who they considered taking in the second round, but because Zach Frazier was there, they passed on him. You know, Roman Wilson has a lot of Hines Ward in him. They get Peyton Wilson, who is a phenomenal linebacker. He's just got a lot of injury issues and is a scheme versatile player. And then they come back and they take Mason McCormick of South Dakota State in the fourth round. If there is an offensive lineman that is a prototypical Pittsburgh Steelers type of offensive lineman, it's Mason McCormick. So they filled the need at receiver. They filled the need on the offensive line. And they took Fanato. And Fanato, it's going to be interesting because he can play guard. He can play tackle. He's an athletic guy like Roderick Jones. I think if they put him at left tackle, you're going to keep Roderick Jones on the right side.
Tony, was there one team's draft that you just – this draft I just loved. I loved the whole thing about it.
Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, the rich get richer.
Damn.
They're sitting there, and then they move up, and they get Xavier Worthy, you know, another deep threat for Patrick Mahomes, another game breaker. In round two, they come around – Kingsley Suamataea, who they seriously considered in the first round if they had not moved up from that 32nd pick, he's there. They take him. He can play left or he can play right tackle. They take Jared Wiley, an athletic pass-catching tight end who they can develop and eventually replace, or use to replace when Travis Kelce retires. They get one of the best safeties in the draft in Jaden Hicks. I mean, it's amazing because they got so many good players, yet there are so few spots on that roster to fill.
Tony, before we let you roll, a year ago at this time, as we looked ahead a little bit to the 24 draft, Caleb Williams was always considered to be the dude that would be the number one guy. And in fact, he was. Who's next year's dude expected to be the number one guy? Or does that player even exist right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think next year when you look at it, it's going to be more defensive heavy. James Pierce of Tennessee, a pass rusher. Benjamin Morrison, a cornerback from Notre Dame. Will Johnson, a cornerback from Michigan. These are all going to be highly rated guys. We'll see what Shedeur Sanders does. I mean, if Shedeur Sanders is able to play the entire 2024 season like he did early in 2023, you could have teams trying to trade up for him.
Tony, tell everybody what's happening at SportsKita.
We'll have our draft grades up within the next couple days. I'm sure Raven fans will be happy, and then it's onward and upward to 2025.
Tony Pauline, always appreciate the time. Jam out to that Zeppelin. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Thanks, Tony.
Enjoy a nice day.
There it is. Tony Pauline, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Orioles and Yankees, game one of four tonight. Coming up at 6:35, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, starts at 5:30. It is me, Bob Haney, along with Ryan Ripken and Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, getting you ready to rock and roll. Yankees game up on the birds. So first place is on the line. We'll come back. American League East report, and then Vinny's going to break down TJ Tampa. He's a real guy. He's not like a wrestler or a soap opera star. He's a real player, and the Ravens drafted him, and Vinny's going to tell you why.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto,
the Rays.
A closer look at the AL East. AL East. Vinny and Haney.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time for that American League East report here on this Monday. Don't forget, Orioles-Yankees, game one of three. Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me, Ryan Ripken, Mike Bordick, live from Pickles. We start at 5:30. Orioles lose to the A's yesterday as Kimbrel gives up the home run to McCann in the bottom or top of the ninth. 7-6 was the final score. Tyler Nevin hit a home run off of Danny Coulomb, which proved to be kind of a difference maker in that game as well. And I just said to my cousin Al, I said, Coulomb's been lights out. Literally the next pitch, he gave up a home run. So I schlep-rocked him yesterday. Nolan McGraw, but the Birds lose 2 out of 3. Kimbrel, back tightness, upper back tightness. He blew 2 saves over the weekend as the A's come in here and handle their business appropriately. Should have been a sweep. It wasn't. It's really reality, and it is what it is. Last night, or yesterday afternoon, rather, at Rogers Center, hey, the Blue Jays taking on the Dodgers, and a guy that's built like me helped them avoid the sweep.
Well hit ball to the opposite field. Pajes back, he turns, and it is gone. The first of the season for Alejandro Kirk.
3 for 3 was the rotund one, and that home run, as you heard on Sportsnet, as Toronto wins 3-1. They salvage the series finale. They still lose 2 of 3 to the L.A. Dodgers. Kevin Gausman, former Oriole, picked up the win there. We talked about the Yankees last hour with Pete Caldera. And here's New York breaking out the whipping sticks against the Brewers.
High fly ball, deep right center. That ball is gone. See ya. Home run number 300 for Anthony Rizzo. A 2-run shot. And the Yankees lead 15-5.
4 for 4, yes, network on the call. 4 for 4 was Anthony Rizzo with a home run. 15-5 was the final score. It was 4-4, and then the Yankees kind of steamrolled them from there. They scored 15 on Saturday, as well as the Bronx Bombers take 2 out of 3 from Pat Murphy's first place, Milwaukee Brewers. And we talked about Tampa earlier. They were in Chicago taking on the hapless White Sox, and it was Chicago breaking out the brooms and a former Red Sox doing some damage.
2-1, hit hard, and it's through the hole. Fan will score, waving in sheets. He will score as well. Benintendi does it again. He drives in 2, and the White Sox take a 4-1 lead in the 8th.
NBC Sports Chicago on the call. 4-2 was the final score. Andrew Benintendi, 2 ribbies there, as you heard. He helped win that game for them on Saturday as well. So the White Sox sweep the Tampa Bay Rays 3-game series in the South Side. The Red Sox taking on the Cubbies at Fenway. And Boston just kind of hanging in there, and they've been banged up too.
Runners at second and third, the 1-0. Swinging a high drive into the gap. In right center field, this will score them both. Into the triangle, here goes Duran. He's blazing around second. Into third, it's a 2-run triple. Duran breaks it open, and it's 4-0 Red Sox.
Red Sox radio, 5-4 was the final score as they walk it off because Dansby Swanson couldn't hold on to a fly ball for Chicago out there at Fenway Park. Boston wins that series 2-1. Tonight, Kansas City is at the Blue Jays, 7:07. Tampa Bay is at Milwaukee, 7:40. Yankees are here in Baltimore taking on the Orioles. Tomorrow, San Francisco. The Giants are at the Red Sox. Birds are 17-10, 9-6 at home. Grayson Rodriguez, 3-1 with a 4.45. Taking on New York, 19-10, 11-5 on the road. Clark Schmidt, who we talked about earlier, he's 2-0 with a 3.55. So New York's a game up on the Orioles. Red Sox are 3 games off the pace. Toronto's 5 back, and Tampa 6 out in the Central. Cleveland's 2.5 up on the Kansas City Royals. Detroit is 3 back. Hey, the Twinkies have run 7 in a row. They're 4.5 out. Out west, Seattle's 1/2 game up on the Texas Rangers. The A's are only 3.5 games out of first. Atlanta's 1.5 up on the Phillies, who have won 4 in a row in the NL East. Brewers are 1/2 game up on the Cubs. Cincinnati's 2 back. And out west, it's the Dodgers, 3.5 games up on the Giants. That is your AL East and your standings report here on this Monday. Baltimore baseball tonight, again, 5:30. Me, Ryan Ripken, Mike Bordick, live from Pickles. As we always say, don't come empty-handed. But today's Vinny's last day on the show for a while. Who knows? Yeah. To be determined. And Vinny, just tell everyone what's happening with you. Some pretty significant stuff.
Yeah, I'm having tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., I will be at Union Memorial Hospital. I'm having open heart surgery at 7. I think like a few weeks back, I talked about that I was going to get TAVR because I got to get my heart valve replaced, which is a heredity thing. And they were going to go through my groin. And after doing my CAT scan and other things, they found something with the aorta, and they could fix that. That would need to be fixed within the next 2 years. So what they talked to me about was, you know, kill two birds with one stone. And so what they'll do is they'll cut my chest plate open, and I guess he'll get all
break
his...
out the old rib spreader like MASH.
Yeah, and that's what they'll do, and then we'll see what the but I do have a phenomenal doctor. Brian Bethea is the chief of cardiac surgery at Union Memorial. I really liked him. His dad was the team doctor for Barry Switzer at Oklahoma Sooners. He was a Division I tennis player. So he and I have had some good chats. And I can't say I'm looking forward to going in tomorrow morning, but I'll be in very good hands. So I'll be in like the cardiac ICU, I think, tomorrow. And then I'll be in the hospital probably till Friday or Saturday. And then it's the road to recovery after that. But they've told me that, you know, because of my heart valve, that I've, for a lot of years lately, I don't know how bad I felt because that was just the normal for me. And I'm going to have so much more energy and feel so much better. So, I mean, to me, that's what I'm excited about. And this guy diagnosed 20-some years ago. The Redskins team doctor, you know, heard it. And then I've been monitoring it ever since. About every 6 months, I go get an echo and then just follow it. And now the valve is 96% or 76% closed. So it's time to get it done. Otherwise, worse things could happen.
Yeah, it's a necessary surgery.
No doubt.
And scary as well. But, I mean, I speak for everyone wishing you the best of luck. And
thank you.
Modern technology is pretty strong. You know what I mean? And you're lucky that it was diagnosed when it was. And now it's gotten to the point where it needs to be corrected. And it will in due time. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. But when we come back, more draft profiles talking about, well, like Vinny's Iowa State Cyclones. TJ Tampa, a guy that the Ravens might have been fortunate enough to get with the fourth round. Hey, these two fourth round picks might turn out to be steals. Vinny's going to break down his skill set when we come back. And that it's a funhouse trip. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over too. I believe there are pickles today as well. So get on down, say hi to the fellas, and then BBT at 5.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
With the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, they always say the draft is unpredictable, and of course I would have liked to go on earlier, and it's definitely a chip on my shoulder from here on down for all the teams that skipped me and all the corners that went before me, and I'm going to use that as fuel every day.
That is the second of the Ravens' 2 fourth-round draft picks over the weekend, NFL Draft 2024. Falling to the fourth round, as you heard, TJ Tampa say, Vinny. Chip on the shoulder now.
Yep, TJ Tampa, Iowa State. 6'1", 189, ran 4.52. Jersey number 2, senior. 32 1/8 arm, which is good. 9 5/8 hand. 2020, 9 games as a reserve, had 5 tackles. 2021, 13 games, 5 starts, 18 tackles, 3 PBUs. 2022, 12 starts, 40 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, 1 interception, 9 PBUs. Quarterback rating when throwing at him, 70.7. This past season, 12 starts, 44 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 2 interceptions, 7 PBUs. Quarterback rating when throwing at him, 54.8. He had hamstring surgery after, no combine. Strengths, size, length, shows good hands. Physical, will hit, smart in zone. Likes to throw the body around. Long arms help with deflections. Quick read and react in zone. Good reading quarterback in zone. Good eyes in zone. Good ball awareness. Plays with passion. Uses hands and length in press. Uses hands to get off blocks well. Has good ball skills. Weakness, time speed. Little high in pedal. Catch up speed versus big speed. Change of direction versus quick receivers. Must wrap consistently. Will gamble to take risks on the ball. In summary, TJ has good height, size, good arm length, and he uses all those traits. Will need work. Will need more coaching to develop in man-to-man and his pedal and tackling. Just a wrap. He doesn't wrap. Likes to throw his body in there. Wrap those arms. He's tough. Physical kid, plays with passion. He is a player, marginal, or may fit best with team that plays zone and use him to press. Not sure how he will hold up versus elite speed and quicks of the pro receivers on the outside. That was my biggest concern, is the 4.52. You know, when a 4.3 runs by him, What is that going to be? That's why back in zone, because he's so smart, so aware, has ball skills, he'll tackle. And that's why you almost can see him, you know, playing some safety and playing inside, doing those kind of things. He's going to have positional versatility because of his smarts and his ball skills.
Now, Jeff Zrebeck, The Athletic, wrote about it this morning that TJ Tampa was the Ravens' best value pick. Dane Brugler had him as the 8th-ranked cornerback and his 55th overall player, and the Ravens got him at 130.
No, I mean, that was shocking. And Bob, maybe because, you know, the hamstring surgery, couldn't work out at the combine kind of stuff, I don't know. But, you know, he doesn't – I mean, when you're watching on film, you can see the catch-up speed. So that may be one of the factors, but if you line him up in press and play him in zone and stuff, he's going to be very effective, and he'll get his hands on a lot of balls.
Now, we don't have time to get into more draft profiles per se, but 5th-round Rasheen Ali, running back out of Marshall. You knew they were going to take one, and
yeah,
they took this dude here.
Bob, he's kind of fun to watch, really, you know, because he's like, he lacks deep speed, but he's got unbelievable quickness and first cut. He reminds you a little bit of Ray Rice.
Okay.
Is what he does. I mean, he's 5'11", 206. And he can catch the ball out of the backfield. He lines up in the slot. So he's, just in summary, I said, this is a kid that you love his quickness, change of directions, and burst. Has good patience as a runner. Will get a little high at times. Not the big speed, but has a lot of goal line production. I mean, Bob, this kid had... in 23, had 15 rushing touchdowns. And in 21, 23 rushing touchdowns in 23.
That's a big production there. Now, you know, Derrick Henry's the guy, and Justice Hill is going to be one of the running backs. Does he go right into camp with a chance to compete and get some snaps? because we've talked about 1,001 now. Going into December, their number one running back was an undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
Keaton Mitchell had become the guy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Bob, I mean, his one-cut ability and quickness and patience as a runner and be able to catch it, he is really, really good down on the goal line. Really good. I mean, a lot of his touchdowns, you know, are down there close to the goal line. So I think he's going to get a chance to see some action. He's got to improve his blocking a little bit, and that'll help him get to some more action. But I could see him getting some play.
Now, we talked earlier, Ravens did take a quarterback, if you missed it, everybody, out of Kentucky, Devin Leary, in the sixth round. 28 picks, 25 fumbles. I mean, that's Daniel Jones level fumble-aya going on there.
Right. And Bob, back to Ali real quick.
Yeah, guys.
He fumbled once every 49 times that he touched the ball. He has to protect the ball better, too.
Yeah,
so him and the quarterback both got to... Because
that's a Wisconsin fumble problem.
The fastest way to get out of the Ravens for Harbaugh, put the ball on the ground.
Yeah. Harbs don't have a doghouse, air quotes, but you'll find yourself in that imaginary doghouse if you turn that ball over. But Leary, and we talked about it a couple hours ago, Vinny, with Brian Wacker from The Sun. It probably doesn't bode well for Malik Cunningham here because Josh Johnson appears to be entrenched as the backup to Lamar.
Oh, he's got the veteran experience, too. And, Bob, the last three guys that they did, I'll have plenty of time once I get out of the hospital and stuff. I'll have plenty of time to get watched film of those guys.
I just see that 28 and 25 and go, what in the wild world of sports is going on around here? It's Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. One more segment left. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Got a funhouse trip coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Baltimore baseball tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts coming up at 5 o'clock. Live from Pickles, me, Mike Bordick, and Ryan Ripken. Inside Access is there now. Go down and say hi to the fellas.
Vinny and Haney. Two opposites attracted by a paycheck. 105.7 The Fan.
Now that the draft is over, got rookie camp coming up here.
Yep.
You got a bunch of OTAs coming up. Then you have mandatory mini camp in June. Keep in mind, May's what, 2 days?
May's tomorrow.
No, tomorrow's the
30th. Tomorrow's the 30th, that's right.
Unless we're losing days, then time's really going to start flying. And then we got mandatory mini camp in June, then a little break, and then it's all about the training camp. Schedule will be coming out sometime next month. It's wild because they haven't even announced a date yet because they have the big release thing and everything's all monetized and for your primetime viewing entertainment. But Ravens expect to get a lot of primetime love. Let's go down the opponents one more time. Division foes. Both home and away, Steelers, Browns, Bengals. Coming to M&T Bank at some point this upcoming season. The Buffalo Bills, who redid their wide receiver room a little bit during the draft. Keon Coleman, I don't mind him.
Yeah.
Not a speed burner guy.
Yeah. Good player, though.
He can catch the ball. Raiders. Denver Broncos.
Raiders, no quarterback.
Commanders coming up the road, and then the Eagles will be in town, which means their fans will follow along with them on the road. Division foes, Steelers, Browns, Bengals at Kansas City, prime time. Chargers, probably prime time.
Oh, no doubt.
The Brother Ball.
Oh, no doubt. I think the Philly game too, Bob.
Houston Texans.
Ooh, yeah.
Dallas Cowboys.
No, Thanksgiving.
4:05 Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Giants.
No.
And then Tampa, playoff team last year.
Yeah.
So if you're looking, one of the division games will be primetime. Then there's always the flex fund later in the year. Let's see. You say Philly, Kansas City,
mm-hmm.
Chargers,
mm-hmm. Dallas.
Dallas or Houston.
Maybe both.
Yeah, because the Ravens played the Texans twice. They started the year with a win against them and then ended their season in the divisional round.
Bob, if they play Kansas City on Thursday, that doesn't count as the Thursday game, though, does it?
I would think so.
Does it? I don't think, does it, Norm?
The opener, I don't think it counts. Yeah.
So you need to have another Thursday. So we think Dallas will be Thanksgiving? Possibly.
Well, they're usually locked into that afternoon game.
Four or five.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're You think they'd, I don't know, they'd give them an enticing matchup? Didn't they usually play a scrub team.
Well, they played Buffalo this year.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
So, yeah.
Maybe so.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, but the schedule will be out where you know it. So we get into all that fun stuff. Orioles tonight taking on the Yankees. Grayson Rodriguez could do them a solid by getting deep into the ball game. Let's bash away with that league-leading home run tally. Add to it, and we'll see how it goes. But first place, as we head into the month of May, on the line over the next 4 days down at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Capital season's over. Has the OV run ended in D.C.? Is it time to finally rebuild down there?
Oh, I think they're kind of trying to
ball club.
Yeah, they need to get younger. They need to get younger and get faster. That's the biggest thing. But Ovi's not going anywhere. He needs what, 41 goals or something to pass Gretzky?
And he's doing it in a Capitals uniform.
Assume. He's going nowhere.
And then the Phoenix Suns. Their season came to an end as they were swept by the Minnesota Timberwolves as Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal getting a little up there themselves. Devin Booker still in the prime of his career, but very disappointing season for one of those alleged super teams. Baltimore baseball tonight at 5:30. Inside Access coming up next, live from Pickles. Let's go to the Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Well, we'll start here. A lot of people checking in. Cooper, Bill, Chuck, Eric, among many others here. Lots of well wishes for you, Vinny. Everyone's rooting for you. People even sharing some personal stories. Friends, family members went through a similar surgery. Long road to recovery, tough road, but all will be well in the end.
Oh, thank you.
Unanimous message here. As far as the sports topics, we'll start with this one here. Texter says, hopefully Chuck Smith can break through with the new edge guy, Isaac. Needs to be a more worthwhile project than Owe has been.
Yeah, well, he has better hands. So that may help him. He's had better production at Penn State than Owe. So maybe there's a little more naturalness to him. But he does a nice job playing the run stuff too. So yeah, we'll see. I'm excited about that kid.
Another texter says TJ Tampa might be my favorite pick just because of the value. For those concerned about the Ravens doubling up with cornerback picks, just know injuries are certainly coming. Meanwhile, guys like Williams, Armour Davis have been put on notice.
Put on notice to stay healthy. You know, you got to stay healthier. I think if those guys were to get hurt again, Bob, in OTA, I think they'll be gone.
Got Bill in Forest Hill says, why do the Ravens continue to draft wide receivers that you research them, find out that they've had inconsistent hands in college or drop issues? Always seems like the Ravens are getting a guy who's had drop issues.
Bateman wasn't known for the drops, was
no,
he?
No, not at all. More like his senior year, he had some issues, but his sophomore year, he was fine. And this kid, I guess he had some drops at the Senior Bowl, but otherwise, I didn't see drops and stuff during the year.
Yeah, Perryman was notoriously Manos DiPietro's out of college.
This one here says, I'm happy with the Ravens draft as a whole. They addressed all three needs with their first three picks. Good value along the way and rounded out the depth in the later rounds.
Yeah, I think they did a good job answering all their needs. I think they did a nice job there.
And one last one on the Orioles says, the Orioles would be nuts to pull Cole Irvin for John Means right now. Means can easily be placed in the bullpen. He himself has a lot to prove in the health department.
Well, no doubt about that. But John Means coming off a brilliant performance yesterday for Norfolk. That's why they pay Mike Elias and Brandon Hyde to make these decisions. But if I'm Cole Irvin, I'm doing everything I can to go fighting and scratching and clawing to keep my spot in the rotation. But even if he doesn't, he's going to be an asset to them and a helpful one at that. in long relief, if in fact that is his role. Same with Suarez with Kyle Bradish looking to come back. 6:35, first pitch. Clark Schmidt for New York. Grayson Rodriguez for the Orioles. Baltimore baseball tonight at 5:30. Me, Ryan Ripken, and Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick live from Pickles Pub. It's going to be 90 degrees. So nice. Come on down and say hello. Inside Access is there now. Vinny, good luck with your surgery, man.
Appreciate that very much.
For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.